February 15th of our year, the Security Council is meeting, the world protests, America is stepping up to the Rome moment, dictators built up by this country, the snake eating a snail's salt, the press waltzing like a record stuffed with too much wax, rural folks say yes, the urbans either don't care or plead no, one side against the other, we don't seem to learn, blood doesn't teach as well as water, a little neglected ball in U.S. colors bobbing silent in the middle of Baltimore Street next to a Catholic school, as religion is debated some more, the president says we have to rush the enemy, 156,000 troops in the Gulf, France has another reason to hate us, we may inherit another country, we may have contaminated water, we will ponder freedom, the cloud of birds couldn't care in their flight, the air may get polluted, the president says we should, Clinton gets interviewed again as many yearn for him back, nothing like democracy these days, is a cold sip of German questions, the U.S. while escape captors send U.S. diplomats nasty recordings and or letters, the Secretary of State says let's go, the kids want another piece of toffee, the giraffe won't even bend to listen to this racket, oh, forgot about North Korea and how they want to bet, the president says come on and bring it on, he also says God bless America, as the blessings go on and on and on, and nuclear becomes the next word of choice for the broadcast mouth and written tongue, here where the stop signs are non-existent, and a yield sign is something to look up in the dictionary, and a yield sign is something to look in the dictionary about to figure out what exactly they mean. This is just a bit of history, as February Saturday in 2003 looks a bit like Orwell's scalp while writing 1984, or Coppola's beard filming Apocalypse Now, as my wisdom teeth growing just a bit crooked in 21st century excitement during the midst of our big, fat Rome moment.